Here's a dilemma. Indonesia is trying to increase the number of women in its national police force. That's a good thing for equality. At the same time, it's also requiring female recruits to undergo virginity tests as part of their training. And there's your dilemma. Human Rights Watch issued a report on this, and Andreas Harsono did the research for it. He's in Jakarta. I asked him first to describe these virginity tests. And a word of caution, what we're about to hear may not be appropriate for younger listeners.
It basically asks the police applicants to go into an examination hall, 20 in a group. They are asked to strip naked down to their underwear, bra and underwear. And then two by two, they are asked to enter a smaller room where they were asked to take down their underwear. They ask them to lie down on the bed, open the legs. The female examiner will then use two fingers to check the vagina of the applicant.
So they are presumably checking if the hymen is still intact. I mean, this is just degrading. Is this what every female applicant for the police force goes through?
Well, actually, this problem is not new. It's been going on for decades. In fact, one of the oldest policewomen that we interview took the test in her 1965 class, 49 years ago.
Wow.
Lately, the police say that, no, this is not virginity test. This is reproductive health examination. They want to know whether, you know, there are infection or diseases. The thing is, you don't do that kind of examination using your fingers.
Obviously.
Can check, you know, the blood, the urine, and many other equipments.
All right, so how do Indonesian police authorities justify this practice?
They have mixed reactions. The official line say, no, this is not virginity test. This is reproductive health. Meanwhile, the one who are not official, but also, you know, involving 3-star, 4-star general, they said, yes, we do virginity tests. Because they said, we want to have women with good moral, not sex workers, not those involved in, you know, frequent free sex to join the force. That is the unofficial, but I think more open, more transparent answer to this virginity test.
I've read that female police recruits in Indonesia have to be between the ages of 17 and 22 and single. Are they eventually allowed to marry and remain on the police force?
Yes, after they join the force, they were given like 2 years, at least not to get pregnant. But if they are pregnant after 2 years joining the force, they have to leave. But after 2 years, they can, you know, they can still work with the police until their retirement.
So you at Human Rights Watch, you put out this report. What was known? What did you know about this practice prior to your research?
We heard quite a lot of rumors about this virginity test, but no one really took the time, took the energy to find the victim one by one. I am a man. It was extremely difficult for me to get in touch with these young ladies and ask them, obviously, the sensitive subject. We spent time finding people who would like to talk. But later, they began to open up and they say, yes, that's what happened. And some of them were ready to be talking in front of the camera, although, of course, you know, silhouette and only talking with their back.
Well, tell me about one of these women that you met, either a new recruit or somebody who's more veteran, and just what was their motivation to go on camera, even though they were silhouetted, and tell you about this practice?
They thought that this test has to be stopped. It is degrading. It is humiliating. And they said that it hurt. Although I have to say that some other applicants who took the test, they said that, you know, they don't want to have sex workers to join the police. So I think it is okay. Some of them voluntarily agreed to take the test. They agree in principle, although they all said, all of them said, it hurt, humiliating, and, you know, degrading.
And listeners, you can see some of the actual testimony of some of those witnesses that Andrea spoke with at PRI.org. So who in Indonesia is trying to change this policy or even challenge it?
Actually, it was the policewoman themselves. They have been trying at least 3 times in 1980, in the 1990s, late 1990s, and 2010. They even managed to persuade top general at the police force to stop it. It was orally said at one point, it should not happen. But again, it reappeared over the last 50 years.
I mean, as I said earlier, the paradox here is that Indonesia is trying to double the number of women in its police force, a sign of opening up, but it's still using a virginity test. It seems really bizarre.
It is primitive. It is primitive. It is degrading. It is discriminatory. You cannot do this kind of test toward men, of course, male cadet. It simply should be stopped. We want President Joko Widodo, the new president of Indonesia, to instruct his military commander, his police commander, to say, simply just stop the test. Stop the two-finger test.
Andreas Harsono is a researcher for Human Rights Watch. He's based in Indonesia, in Jakarta. He reported the story of the continued use of virginity tests on female police recruits. Human Rights Watch is calling for an end to the practice. Andreas, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.